Welcome to Everdome! Number one sports betting show coming out with Pat McAfee, Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Toad Dix.
And a baby Toad.
That's Bubba Gumpino. Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Otter, how are we?
I am doing fantastic, Tony.
I'll get to you. Bruce, how are we doing?
Ha-ha!
Bruce
Shut
is
up, Bruce.
Holding up a sign for those that listen to the podcast and not the YouTube. What's going on, dude? Because he lost.
Jesus Christ. We're not doing this whole show.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I told him he shouldn't, but, you know, he's his own man. So,
I mean,
Bruce lost a bet with Gump on the Aces and Liberty game last night. Bruce lost, and now he's not allowed to talk all show.
With Mitt.
It was with me. It was the backroom bet back here. It was a nice friendly wager. Bruce was talking all of his trash about the Liberty this, Liberty that. I mean, at plus 6 points, oh yeah, what? You think the Aces aren't even going to cover? Oh no, they came in one outright. So WNBA champions, and now Bruce can't talk. Haha.
That's okay. Tough. On Picks Friday.
That's tough, Bruce.
Oh yeah.
On Picks Friday. It's going to be tough. If you start affecting the show, I'm going to have to change things.
Yeah, it feels like you should just give your...
Fire the coach.
All right.
Okay. Congrats.
All right.
To the Aces.
Let them talk now. That was a good run.
Congrats to the Aces.
Bruce, will you please talk?
Yeah, Bruce. Good job. We're not doing this the whole
You two show. Figure out your bet some other way.
All right,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, give them 100
you guys
bucks.
Are no fun.
Give them 100 bucks, dude. I'm not looking
like,
at a
you
fucking...
You guys don't like bits.
That's a terrible
I like
bet.
A bit. Not on Picks Thursday, though.
If it was just a regular show, you could just fucking sit there and not say a damn thing.
You want to do it Monday?
Nah.
I have a new CFB bet.
Oh, a new CFB Ooh. Bet. That feels like bit. It's going to need... Oh, bit. Okay, good. Yeah. That feels like we're going to need words. Okay.
I was excited to write it, actually. Hold up my new bit.
Picks Thursday. We're going to run through everything that we talked about all week. We're going to pick all the games for the weekend, for tonight, for tomorrow, so on and so forth. No show tomorrow. We'll be in Columbus. We'll start on the diamond because the game is about to go first pitch, 5:07. We got about an hour, but we'll just start there because there's two games. By the way, clean sweep last night.
Oh, yeah. FIU win outright.
Not I.
New Mexico State dominated.
What'd you miss on?
I was on the Rangers.
Oh. Houston.
And the fucking
Astros.
Guinos.
So we have Phillies in Arizona. Who's on the mound?
Fad.
Brandon Fad.
And fucking Ranger Suarez with a zero ERA in the last six months of baseball.
I'm not going to... I'll start with you guys.
All right.
Phillies, first five money line.
Phillies full game. I mean, Fad has been a bit of a weapon this postseason, as we've found out. But Ranger Suarez and the Funky Bunch are just
very,
the recipe.
Very yeah. much the Funky Bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously the Phillies are hitting home runs like it's going out of style. I like them to continue on their sweet path tonight.
Okay. I'm going to take the first five under in that one.
What's that, 4.5?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I like both pitchers. We'll see if we could get that one again. And then Houston at Texas. Urquidy goes against Bruce's guy, Andy Haney. Haney.
I mean, you said it. I love Andy Haney as much as the next guy. He was once on a Jacob DeGrom career arc before he shattered his leg at first base, you know, on a PP, basically. But
his last two starts have been real good.
Yeah, I like Urquidy, though, and I think that the Astros are on a roll on the road and not this thing up tonight.
I'm getting a five first half, so I will go under. I'm going to go under first five both games.
I'm back on the Rangies.
Okay.
First five money line. Fuck it. I'm riding them the entire series. It's going to be Phillies and Rangers.
Don't let Kyle Tucker get hot. What's that movie? Everybody Hates Kyle Tucker or something like that?
Carson Tucker.
Wasn't that.
Everybody Hates something Tucker?
Carlson Everyone Tucker. Everyone hates...
Chris? Notably.
No, that's a sitcom.
Yep, but the movie.
Are you talking about the one where all the girls get back at some guy?
Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Was it, though?
Yeah, maybe.
Was it Chris Tucker?
Well, Kyle Tucker's getting hot, and that's a problem for the Rangers.
I do think it's like Chris Tucker.
Although has
Chris Tucker is a John Tucker must die.
John Tucker must die.
Knew it.
Kyle, good film.
Kyle Tucker must stay hot.
Good film, Bruce. Good pull on that one. Okay, let's go to the NFL. Okay?
Go on.
Is that cool with everybody?
Go on.
No.
Got a game tonight. We'll start with the game tonight. Don't. Jaguars at the Saints. We have 1.5s and 2s. The 2.5 is gone on the Jags. But if you got it earlier, it still plays. Over under 40.5. I'm expecting Trevor Lawrence to play. Seems like, feels like that's the way.
Sure seems like he is.
When I look at the stats, I feel like the defenses have the edge all around. So I'm going to, not overthink it. I'll go under 40.5 for me.
Yeah, Jags plus 2. Please and thank you.
Okay.
I don't know the Saints team. It's a tough watch.
They're tough for me to figure out.
Yeah.
Because I'll see them move the ball, and then at the end of the game, I'll be like, oh, they scored 17 again somehow.
Yeah, they literally haven't played
1-5 ATS, I think.
Yeah. No, they're brutal offensively. There's no doubt about it, but that defense is great. And, obviously last week the Jaguars scored 37 points and the Saints scored 13. I think there is like a bit of recency bias going on, though, where Jacksonville isn't going to get those four Gardner Minshew turnovers.
What? I don't. Okay. Recency bias for the Jags. I get it, kind of. But, I mean, the Saints have been the exact same team all year. And I'm definitely betting against them. I'm not insanely confident on it.
I don't think anyone should be insanely confident on anything tonight.
Yeah. No, it's not my biggest unit I've ever thrown. But, I mean, I'm definitely taking Jacksonville on the money line. Because I don't know what the Saints are doing, and I get 1.5, so I don't really like it.
Please cut to Bruce.
Jesus Christ.
I'm on the Saints money.
Okay.
I think it goes under, and I think
under the Saints money line.
Jags did beat the Bills.
Jags.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was a good win, and then I saw him play the Giants.
Also, 2 weeks in London, back in the States, away game. Thursday night.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a tall task.
Browns, Colts, 3s across the board now. I got it at 2.5 earlier. I'm gonna lay it with the Browns on the road. I don't love laying it on the road.
Deshaun in?
I don't know. I don't care either way.
It seems like he's not.
He practiced today, but who knows?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. I actually have a play on this game, and it's not either side. I'm taking the under of 40.5. Usually I hate betting unders.
Hate that one.
But, I mean, Gardner Minshew played horrible last week, obviously. The Browns' defense is amazing.
Pretty good.
And then I don't really see P.J. Walker coming in here and lighting up Indianapolis.
I wouldn't see that either, no.
So I'm thinking under 40.5 is a decent play there.
I don't hate that one, Mitt.
Yeah, I'm on the Colts plus the 3. I think it's a letdown spot a bit for the stinky Cleveland Browns. And, now that Gardner Minshew's kind of gotten it out of his system with the four terrible picks and turning the ball over, and now they know that they're going to stack the box, try to take away the run game, I think Shane Steichen figures it out and keeps this one close.
Okay. Next one, Bills, Patriots, 8.5 and 9, totals 40. A lot of 40-41s to start the week as far as totals are concerned. Nothing for me.
No, thank you.
I was very, very close to being prepared to come in here and say, hey, boys, you know what? I know Mac Jones is 0-100 as an underdog against the spread, but I'm on the Patriots plus 10. But no, simply because Mac Jones is 0-100 at the spread. It's too disgusting.
Speaking of low totals, the next three games have a total of 37. I've got you.
Getting a little windy.
What do you think? The NFL saw the 12-2-1 Vegas saw 12-2-1 of the unders last week and said never again. Do you have anything for that game, Mitt?
Yeah, it seems like they're baiting us to take the over in every single game, but I'm not doing that. This one, I'm taking Buffalo minus the 8.5 or 9. I really don't care. I think Buffalo's on a get right spot, and I mean, New England stinks, and that's how they've played. They've played horrible. We've listened to Connor say it the whole time. I mean, he wants them to lose by 10, so I want them to lose by 10 as well.
Okay. Raiders, Bears, nothing.
Raiders, money line. P-O-D, P-O-E. Wow. Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
Got confidence.
Oh, yeah.
In
Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden O'Connell.
Doesn't matter.
Boyer.
Whoever it is better than what's on the other side.
Maybe.
The Raiders won 2 in a row. I mean, it hasn't been pretty, but they're... They're winning games, and they're going to do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to bet this game for family reasonings, but if I was betting this game, I would put a lot of money on the Vegas Raiders, okay. No matter who it is. And it's not really the Raiders that I'm betting on. I am truly betting against the Browns here. Or not the Browns. Jesus, sorry.
Bears. The Bears who are kind of the Browns.
They're the new Browns. Yeah. What the Browns were, the Bears are now, and they stink. Whoever their backup quarterback is, I can't remember his name right now.
Tyson Badgett.
Yes, his dad is a arm wrestling champion. Right when they said that on the broadcast, he got the ball stripped right out of his fucking weak ass hand. So betting against I'm not betting against it, but I would bet on the Raiders -3.
Okay. Jesus.
I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah, you don't have to say he had a weak ass hand. There's a lot of quarterbacks that fumble. Every quarterback fumbles.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
There's no way anybody's betting the Bears, right?
I would have. I don't know. You never know.
Like, you think people are sitting down on Sunday morning? Sign me up for Tyson.
I wouldn't say there's many casuals betting the Bears.
A few sad sacks in Chicago, but that's
right.
Commanders are at the Giants. I got Commanders at 2.5 earlier. I will take that one.
Oh, no, Bruce.
So Evan Neal did not practice yesterday. He tried to practice today. He was walking gingerly onto the pitch and off. Didn't look good, per Jordan Renan of ESPN New York. So that means that Tyree Phillips, who they recently signed off of the Eagles practice squad, but was with the team last year and this summer training camp, he will likely be your starting right tackle. And you guessed it, Tony. That means we're getting a sequel of Justin Q at left tackle.
What's your pick?
The Giants, +3.
Okay.
Who's playing quarterback?
It seems like Danny Dimes is like trying to angle for it, but he did sidestep the question of if it's like a nerve problem or something that could linger.
Oh, this is going to be a linger.
This could be a linger.
Be T-Mobile.
Are you on anything on this?
Well, last year was a neck too. Took him out for like a month.
Otter, anything for you?
Hell no.
Okay. Falcons, Bucks, nothing for me.
I'd love to take the Falcons, but I need a break.
Yeah.
Sorry. I love you, but I need a break.
Yeah.
You got to see it a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially on the road.
Anyone on this game?
No.
Okay. No, not a shot.
Lions, Ravens. I'm not going to take a side. I like both defenses actually though in this game. So I'm going to go under the 43. Do I worry that it ticked down from 48? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's a good tick.
It concerns
that
me.
It is a good
tick. A handful of ticks, but I will take the under 43 Lions and Ravens.
Lamar's 15-1 against the NFC in his career. Give me the Ravens on the money line.
Lions do not handle running quarterbacks well normally.
And I don't think they'll be able to run the ball with whatever they got.
What's his name's practicing?
Gibbs is practicing.
Yeah, Gibbs back.
I don't know.
And then behind him is Greg Reynolds.
Yes.
And then maybe Amir Abdullah or something.
Backroom, anything on this game?
That's a great pull. He was a beast for the Raiders last year. I'm taking Detroit +3. I just think the mojo on the team.
There's a mojo.
You're getting 3 points.
There's definitely mojo.
I also am only on two dogs, so I kind of did force a dog in here, and I think Detroit's a better team. I don't really love it, but +3, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm out. I'm pretzeled by the lack of David Montgomery. I tend to agree with you, Gumpy, on the Ravens money line, but I guess, hey, fuck it. Yeah, I'm on the Ravens.
Yeah, in Baltimore.
Hey, come on.
Cardinals travel to the Seahawks. 44.5 is the total. 7.5 across the board. I did a little slider on DK, and you didn't have to pay much to get to that 7.
Pretty big day for DK.
Yeah, it was. I saw that actually.
Gross gaming revenue.
Interesting.
Big acquisition of the Golden Nugget online gaming business.
Yeah,
I seen it.
Seattle -7 for me.
I got the Seahawks in a little money line parlay that I'll run that out at the end here.
Okay.
Yeah, I like them laying the 6.5.
Okay.
Buying it to there, but man, Gino better not shove it up my butt.
Back at home.
They haven't been good at home, man.
I know, but still, yeah. Mitt, anything for you on the one?
Hell no.
Okay. Steelers at the Rams. Give me the Rams -3.
Wow.
Give me the Steelers +3.5. I think it's a good spot off a bye for these boys.
Yeah, I'm laying it with you, Tony. Kind of against you, Tony, though. I think the Rams are a good bit better offensively, and that will prevail here.
Yeah, I mean, they probably are.
I have a severe worry about the center for the Pittsburgh Steelers just getting
No, Kyren Williams, though.
His name's Mason Cole, and he has been god-awful this year. And Aaron Donald lines up on the other side of
it. Yeah, but if they Rams can't block and no Kyren Williams, like, staff...
They got, you know,
nope.
McVay pulls him out of the woodwork. They got the Henderson guy back.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if Cooper Kupp goes for 200.
So yeah, my reasoning...
Fine. We're fine with that. He's got a cover.
What if we saw a little Puka running back action?
I believe he's got an injury.
Yeah, I don't think...
He is dealing with an oblique, not officially reported, only told to this office.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, he had an oblique in September.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And then I think... couldn't be on the show for treatment.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I think he's fine, is what I'm getting at.
Mitt?
So what I was thinking here is that it's in LA. Pittsburgh has probably the biggest fan base in the entire fucking world. It's definitely going to feel like a home game for Pittsburgh. I'm taking Pitt plus the 3 just because I like their defense a little better. And, I mean... Kenny Pickett, come on. Matt Canada, don't fuck this up.
Whoa. Big news is Deontay's back.
Yeah, that is huge.
Love that.
Yeah.
Farmer's back, I believe, as well. Packers are at the Broncos. Originally wasn't on the sheet, and then I went back and I added it. I'll take Green Bay money line.
Yeah, let's buy the buy here, fellas.
Yeah,
gotta do let's it. Buy the buy.
Green Bay money line.
This is way too short.
Chargers.
Okay, all doing it?
Yes. Team Ride.
Team Ride.
Chargers, Chiefs, 5.5. No, thank you.
Chiefs minus 5.5. Short turnaround for the Chargers.
Yep. I am going to meet you right there. Let's go Chiefs. They've been covering this year.
I've genuinely not decided there. I will bet the game, but it's going to be right before it starts.
Fins at the Eagles, 2.5 across the board, 51.5. There's a real total. And that's why, because when you look at it, the offenses have had the advantage on both sides of the ball. I will stay away.
Yep, I'm out.
You know what? I'm riding with Gumpy's Dolphins here, plus the 2.5. I'm probably going to buy it to 3. And this might be just me betting against the Eagles because I want them to fucking lose. Yeah, but I also do think that the Dolphins have the firepower on offense.
They do have firepower.
So let's go.
Okay. I think that's it.
You got anything?
That's going to be a crazy night at the link.
Yeah, it is.
Kelly Greens.
All right.
Sick.
Let's go to...
Prayers up.
Let's go to college. There's physically no way this should be happening. What happened? Oh, we got F's in the chat.
For how long?
It just happened.
About probably 10 seconds.
And Bill said...
Now it says dub. Now there's a lot of dubs.
Bill said W. We're back, Bill. We got dubs.
Whatever you clicked... worked. I don't know.
Should be good.
You're a beauty, Bill. That's what YouTube said.
That a baby, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
We're
dealing with it here. I mean, Bill tried to fix before the show. We've had, you know,
why does this keep happening?
Inside technicians. We've had outside technicians. There's a bug in the system.
We have legitimately tried 7 different ways on this computer to stream it.
There's a.
So I'm sorry. We don't know what's going on.
Ooh, those are sick. Okay. College football.
Go on.
Let's start tonight. Okay. I have one play tonight. It'll be Rice plus 3.5.
Ew.
Against Tulsa.
Ew.
In Tulsa.
You just love yourself some JT. Dance.
I do. I love the Rice passing game and that Tulsa fucking pass defense. Guess what? Susceptible.
I'm on Tulsa money line.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep. I saw some.
Boys, I didn't see this coming.
I saw some tea leaves.
I didn't see this coming.
This Tulsa program. They know how to get up in this exact situation. They've actually never lost at the spread in this exact situation with parameters that I forget. So I'm on Tulsa.
Hell yeah.
You guys want to watch a good game? Put on JMU Marshall. I'm not betting it, but.
Oh, I am.
Marshall getting 3.5 at home is interesting.
Yeah, JMU's since coming up last year.
I'm on JMU money line just because I want this. They should be in a bowl game. This state should be in a bowl game. No, why aren't they in the top?
Well, they already have qualified for a bowl game. They have 6 wins.
Yeah.
Sure, that was
and,
good.
And they're, no, so they're,
that's good.
They're 26th in the AP poll. They're
no,
not,
I know.
They're not in the top 25 yet, but they're right on the precipice of.
I'll never understand that if you go up from FCS to FBS, you have a 2-year bowl win.
It should break at top 25. That should be the goal. If you make the top 25 in the country, you're in a bowl game.
Or if you win 6 games and are bowl eligible.
By the way, but who cares about all those bowls anyway?
Hold on. We need a quick
Oh God.
Moment of silence for the Bahamas Bowl.
Wait, what the fuck happened?
It'll not be in the Bahamas this year. There's renovations going to the stadium. We will be keeping you updated on where the Bahamas Bowl will be this year.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it is. But we welcome to the program with the football gods pick of the week, Connor Campbell.
Boom. Last week, Javon Antonio.
Somehow.
Somehow, I woke up Saturday morning, didn't even think. Didn't even think about looking. Just figured that it hit. Go into the game, see Javon Antonio is the only other guy to score a touchdown aside from Travis Hunter and Xavier Weaver Jr. So we feel good. 5-0 on the Football Gods pick. This one is definitely the biggest. Let's test this thing. Let's see if this is
real. Start reaching a bit.
What?
Start reaching a bit.
Bingo. Yeah, I am reaching a bit here. And this is a two-part. This is a Football Gods parlay. So take that as you might. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. The football portion of it will be Jalen Milroe touchdown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Minus 165.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this other part, bear with me here. This morning, your Boston Bruins had a morning skate.
Okay.
And to say that the head coach, Coach Monty was happy would be an understatement. Coach Monty was pissed.
Okay.
He gave the boys a real hard talking to. The boys, you know, at first were like, hey, we're 2-0. Why are we? What's wrong here?
Sure.
And Coach Monty says, hey, it's not about being 2-0. It's about
what the hell is this?
Being undefeated at the end of the year. What did Bruce say?
Nothing. He didn't say anything.
So it is a plus 325 parlay.
Okay.
Jalen Milroe minus 165. Captain Brad Marchand plus 165 to score a goal.
Wow.
So this is a Milroe Marchand?
Yes. This is a double M. Milroe Marchand. This feels is a right. Football feels on right. Saturday, hockey on Thursday night.
Okay.
I wasn't sure about it. And then I saw that Milroe was minus 65 and Marchand was plus 165. Okay. I was like, okay, that's a good sign right there. And then just based off what Coach Saban said today about how they need to, you know, take the ball out of Tennessee's hands, sure. They're going to pound that run game.
Okay.
Pound that run game. Milroe's going to score. I would have had him scoring two, but I don't think that's fun enough. Add Brad Marchand goal tonight, and we'll know tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Wes. How are we done?
I appreciate you.
Good stuff.
We appreciate you.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Connor.
Double M.
I was paying attention to the show. I didn't know if the show was working or not. Wise Mill, what did the football guy say about Milroe?
He's going to score a touchdown.
Yeah. Something about Saban getting the run game active.
Yeah, so it was Marchand.
I was trying to play the name game more.
It was Milroe was minus 165 and Marchand was plus 165.
Oh, they really spoke to him this week.
Yeah. It's a combination.
All right. Get back into the college. So is anybody on JMU, Marshall?
No.
Oh, I am. I am taking JMU -3.5. Keep it rolling, boys.
Anybody on that one game tomorrow night?
What is it?
The SMU and Temple. SMU's 21-point favorites.
No, definitely.
Okay. We head to Saturday. Specifically, noon on Saturday. I got two noon games on Saturday. Let's just start here in this beautiful state. Take about an hour and a half trip down to Bloomington. And you're going to lay the 5 with Rutgers.
Oh, welcome.
Fuck yes!
Thank you, Tony. It's about fucking time.
Okay. Is anybody else with me?
Yes.
Yes.
You three?
I did it last week. I did it last week. That fills my cup. I mean, the comeback was amazing, but I'm just not laying any points.
Okay. On the road? You don't want to lay points on the road in Bloomington?
No, not with Rutgers.
No, you do not.
I will tell you, Bloomington people might go for the first quarter if it's
especially if it's like a rainy. It might be a rainy Saturday, too.
Yeah, there's going to be nobody in the damn stands.
There'll be nobody there.
How is Bloomington? It's cool.
Bloomington's fun.
It's all right.
Little 5?
Yeah, it's all
right. Yeah, that's
all right. Little 5, dude? You want to join Sigma Chi, dude?
It's all right. Also, at noon, I got Air Force laying the 10.
Ooh, against let's go.
The Naval Academy.
Oh,
this is,
of course.
I'm taking Air Force.
It doesn't matter. You do this every week.
I'm going against you, Tony.
Yeah.
Whoa. You, the math?
I think that the Navy can
is it know, the math, Bruce?
Yeah, I think they can buck up, you know, take care of triple option that they know quite well. It's in their DNA to prepare for it. So I like Navy to keep it.
No shocker. Both teams can run the ball. I took Air Force because they have a top 10 rush defense. I think Navy's in the 80s or something like that. So that's why I laid it with the Force. And Force is kind of a bit of a
yep.
also, team of destiny.
If you've ever been on triple option ball club, you know that when you run into that other triple option ball club, that's when you really test your mettle.
Oh, yeah. 100% agree.
Yeah, I'm following Tony's lead here, and I'm taking Air Force minus the 10.5.
Bit of a square off, boys. Any other nooners from you boys?
Ohio State minus 4.5.
Oh!
Yep,
right that's there. Short. It's short. It's short.
I'm there. Love Ohio State. Let's go. Are you going to pick Penn State?
Yeah, I'm on State Penn.
You guys got caught cheating again, Bruce, the way I saw?
Oh, no. I mean, they're always trying to knock the top dog down off the Big Ten.
Georgia?
You could suspend.
Are you talking about Georgia?
I'm talking about the Big Ten. And the top dog in the Big Ten for the last 2 years and again this year is Michigan football.
Yeah, I will say.
By far. It's not even that close.
My thoughts on this game is the winner of this gets the – well, actually, both of them get the
distinct pleasure of losing to Michigan.
Yes, they both do.
Let's hope Michigan can just like.
Anyway, though,
I don't trust Ohio State.
Try to get to the final.
I don't trust Ohio State's offense.
You know, just get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I like Penn State.
And I don't trust Penn State. Penn State's best offense, if they've played,
yes,
is West Virginia.
Yeah.
And West Virginia is in the 80s as far as points scored.
West Virginia hung around that game for a bit.
A little bit.
Tony, yeah. I have one more.
I don't trust either of these. I don't think either of these teams are
that good.
That good.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have one more nooner here, though. A little bit of a revenge spot. Kind of not really. Dylan Gabriel and the OU Sooners are welcoming UCF. That's where Dylan Gabriel first went to college. He then transferred to OU. And I'm taking OU minus the 18.5. I just think that they are a team of destiny, and they will roll this one.
Okay.
Beautiful. I'm on UCF plus 18.5. Also, how about this one? The State Penn Nittany Lions are on a 12-0-1 against spread run in the last
30. Jimmy Franklin knows what the spread is.
That's pretty sweet.
He will keep his guys in until they cover, and I respect that about him.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that's going to be a hell of a game. One-score game, obviously. Field goal game.
Are you on Penn State?
What?
Are you on Penn State?
Yeah, I was trying to spit it out.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were just gassing him up to fucking walk it off.
No, you can't.
Fucking 20-minute fucking speech to fucking carry on to the 3 o'clock.
You cut me off like you're doing right now to talk about Michigan, which we can talk about them being the class of the Big Ten if you want.
Yeah. What do you land with them this week?
24.
Put it down.
Oregon and Washington State. Anyone have that at 3:30?
Tempting.
Yeah, Oregon minus 18.5.
Oh, damn. You
Washington at that? Washington State's dead.
You got it early in the week, huh?
No, it was this morning.
Huh?
It was this morning.
Damn. It's up to 20.5 now. Oh, no, there's a 19.5 out there now.
Well, he's fucking 20.5. I don't fucking care.
I'm not touching that one. Anyone taking anything Tennessee, Alabama?
Yeah, I'm taking Bama minus the 8.5. I think this is a get-right spot for them, and they lost to him last year, so I think Saban is going to be extra pissed to light up the scoreboard.
I was this close to taking the Vols, but I don't trust Joe Milton at all.
That is the problem with the Vols this year versus the Hendon Hooker good time.
Correct, yeah. Any other 330s that are not – I just pulled up those two because those are the two biggest games at that time slot.
I got one more. I'm taking Iowa at home against Minnesota minus 3.5 here. I just like Iowa. They've been good to me this year. They're probably going to score 10 points, so hopefully they hold Minnesota.
It'll be a 10-6, yeah. I could see 10-6 here.
I got Wake Forest money line. Home versus Pitt.
Okay.
I think it's a good number just based on what happened last week. Wake Forest looked like shit. Pitt looked good. Yep. I don't think that continues. South Carolina with a broken foot plus 7.5.
All right,
Missouri. I think that's too much.
Okay.
WVU money line at home versus Oklahoma State. Bought Iowa down to minus 2.5.
Okay.
And I like Wisconsin money line at Illinois.
Okay. Right. You got a big 330 slate.
I think that's pretty much all I got.
I don't have one 330 game. I do have a 4 p.m. game, and that is Toledo money line against Miami of Ohio.
Ooh.
Neither of these teams have lost since week one. Miami of Ohio lost to Miami. Toledo lost in that close one to Illinois. I like Toledo's offense better. Give me Toledo money line against Miami, Ohio.
Tony, we are putting our Dukes up for some.
Whoa.
Because I got Miami of Ohio plus the 2.5. I mean, shit, now I guess I'm rooting for the middle, but I really want Miami of Ohio to win. I'm pretty sure they still have Blaine Gabbert's little brother playing quarterback. Not 100% sure, but I just kind of liked their, I guess, schedule, like what, I don't know, what the fuck they've done.
Well really. Said. So you're on Miami, Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other round fours? I got a six.
Nothing till six.
I'm laying it with the Meeps. I think, you know, they might be back. And I'm going to see if they're back. Minus the 2.5 with the Meeps.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tom. For sure.
Against Florida Atlantic.
Meep.
I'm
in there. Meep.
I got 4 7 o'clock games. I'm just going to rattle them off.
I got nothing till 8.
Ole Miss minus the 6. I got Utah State plus 4.5. Texas Tech minus 3. And TCU plus 6.5. Anybody going against us?
No. Nothing till 8 for me.
I got a 7:30. I'm holding on for dear life here. Duke going into Florida State plus 14.5. This is a die slowly play.
I don't hate it.
You got to die very slowly.
Die slow, guys.
My last pick is the Miami Hurricanes. Plus 3 against Clemson.
No, Clemson money line here.
Yeah. I just like the Miami offense better than Clemson's.
Jeez.
Yeah, Clemson seems like a defeated program. I'm taking Miami plus the 3 at home with Clemson coming in, and that is also my last play.
Bruce, did you have any others?
Yeah, it's 3:30s, but I'm on Clemson too, and then Utah plus 7.
Michigan?
Oh, you're taking Utah plus 7.
I am taking Utah.
Oh, boy, is that going to be a sweat.
Thought about that one.
Is what's his name not playing all year?
It feels like he's redshirting.
Bluesnia.
Feels like he's redshirting, yeah.
They really tried to hold out hope there, huh?
Declare for the draft, dude. You're like 23.
Yeah, but I mean,
Penix is how old?
What's he going to go in the fucking sixth
round?
Yeah.
No, you come back to Utah and make more money.
Okay, I mean, that's fair, yeah. Right. I hate watching 24-year-olds play.
Why?
I don't know why the fuck you muted my mic on that, but why do you like watching 24-year-olds play against a bunch of 18-year-olds? It's college football.
Why is your heart so cold?
They're still in college.
Gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Bruce.
You want to do some NHL?
I think we do it.
Is there a lot of NHL?
Oh, yeah. Good bit.
Well, with that case, then let's roll through and picks Friday. Fucking Canucks at Lightning. You got anything there?
What the hell?
What the fuck was that?
Zito just threw a ball across the entire basketball court to hit the door.
That baby's eat.
Oh, are we still alive?
This is in Tampa Bay. Give me the Bolts at home.
Computer's off. What is happening? Just back there.
Bruce thinks the computer's off because the screen goes black every like 10 seconds if you don't move the mouse.
What a show we have. Are you on the Bolts?
I'm on the Bolts.
Jesus Christ.
Against the Cougs?
Against the Cougs.
I'm on the Cougs plus 118.
Wow.
Yeah.
The boys are battling, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this guy never goes against the Bolts. Now he's going against the Bolts. I don't know what to make. I'm staying with the Bolts.
What do you want?
Go Bolts. Consistency. That's all I ask for.
I mean, what do you want me to do? I always take the Cougars and the Bulls. Just pick a fucking dog.
Cougars really let me down in Philadelphia.
It was a fucking 3 o'clock fucking local time start, dude. I didn't know we were playing fucking 10 a.m. games in the NHL.
Flames are road favorites against the Sabres.
I'm going to stick with the Sabres. They got us the win.
This guy loves the Sabres.
They got us the OT win against the Bolts. Hey, they are at home.
He's actually ordered a Buffalo tar.
No, but Dan Vladar's in that for the Flames. So give me Buffalo.
Vladar's still home. Lacing them up.
Leafs are at the Panthers.
This is a tough one. Samsonov versus Big Bob. Florida finally gets off the schneid the other night. I will take the Leafs here because Florida's still banged up on the back end, and I think the Leafs are just too good up front. So give me Toronto as a road favorite.
Okay. Preds are at the Rags. Rags are minus 180 in the 190 range.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I'm just going to stay away from this one because I don't know what Rags team you're getting.
tough.
I don't know. You're in the squad that lost to the Jackets.
Sure.
You know, and the Preds are pesky. The Presky Peds this year. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They're pesky.
What do you got, Bruce?
Oh, this guy, he's not even here.
He's fucking out the line.
I'm on the Rangers.
Guy's not even here. Coils are at the Flyers.
Coils. Got to be the Coils. It worries me that Jack Campbell's in that, but I'm going to take the Coilers puck line here.
You throw the Coilers in a parlay with Texas Hockey, Colorado, and the Bruins, plus 250.
Okay. Kings are at the Wild. Wilder, anywhere from minus 110 to minus 113.
I like the Wild at home. Give me the Wild. Kings are going to be a good road team because of the style they play, but I like Minnesota at home.
Okay. Give me the Kings.
Blues are... What?
It sounds like the show is... Does it sound like the show is playing double on you guys?
No.
No.
What the fuck?
We can hear when you speak in your mic.
Tony's going to lose his mind.
Blues are short home favorites.
Against what Coyotes. You got on this one, Bruce?
What do you think, Bruce? Hazy and the boys get it done at home against the Coyotes?
I like the Wild.
Bruce,
I got a fucking...
Quit checking your OnlyFans.
I got something going on, all right? Fuck you.
Be where your feet are, Bruce.
Guy's watching his dog. Blow
me slowly. Can't get a 330 out because Gump's all rock hard about the Buckeyes. And now you're like, oh, Bruce, you got any fucking hockey?
I didn't
know. No, I picked the rags.
I didn't know you
saw.
I didn't know you were doing the fucking gimmick where you didn't talk again and you change halfway through the fucking show.
I got an important thing to answer, all right?
Oh, yeah. The only person. Mighty. In the world with any fucking priorities, Bruce. You mutt.
I got no pick on this game.
How about for the Knights and Jets?
Yeah, give me the Knights. Give me the Knights as a short favorite on the road in the pack.
Yeah, I don't know why the numbers have been so swayed in the Jets' favor at home. I like the Knights.
Because you know it's hard to play in the pack.
It's not.
Everyone hates going.
Kings just went in there and
it's winter wonderland.
4-0.
Stars are at the Docks. $2 favorites.
What's Stars 60 minute? Give me Stars 60 minute.
Okay. I don't
know what it is, terrible. But I know it's playable. They're I assume they're going to be better than they were last year, but they are not close to full power yet. You know?
Yeah.
They're just not there yet.
What about the...
It's minus 160.
Bruce, are we doing crack tonight or what?
I'd smoke some crack tonight, no doubt about it.
Kane against 20,000. You're going to get 20,000 screaming Caniacs to do crack tonight?
I don't like this.
Kraken are 0-3.
Yeah, the Kraken haven't won yet. Yeah, and the Caniacs should win this game. Something scares me about it. I'm going to take the Canes, but I don't love it.
So the Blackhawks still stink, or are the Lions just $4 favorites this early in the year to be $4 favorites?
A little bit of both.
So nothing.
Nothing there for me.
And then the Bruins are 275 favorites on the road at the Shark Tank.
So Monty, head coach Jim Montgomery, ripped into the boys at the morning skate.
I heard.
Did not like what was going on, apparently. So I expect the Bees to come out with a little fire tonight. Give me the Bees puck line in San Jose.
Okay. I think that's all.
That's a lot. I didn't want to pick that many, but, you know.
Thank you, Nick. We appreciate that.
Full slate.
Thank you.
Good luck, boys.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bruce, what was your college football gimmick?
What?
You didn't do
it. Oh, yeah. So what conference is tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
CUSA. I believe it's CUSA again.
And the Fun Belt.
Oh, we do have some Fun Belt action tonight.
So I was thinking almost Friday Fun Belt, but, you know, the moment is past.
I can't believe you're taking Utah.
Why?
I don't know. That's just like...
All right, fine. It's off my board. How about that?
No. You can take Utah.
Dude, I almost took him. Plus the 7, I almost took him.
USC's got to do something.
I hate betting on bad offenses, and that is a bad one.
I love betting on bad
I know offenses. You do. And I fucking praise you for it. Is there footy this weekend?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Leverkusen.
Taking Leverkusen?
Yeah, naturally. Tomorrow I got Lens money line. And then Saturday I got Arsenal draw no bet at Chelsea. Real Betis double chance at Getafe. Real Madrid money line at Sevilla. Atletico Madrid money line at Celta Vigo. Union Berlin draw no bet versus Stuttgart. Freiburg money line, Leverkusen money line, Frankfurt double chance. Inter Milan at Torino, I like Inter Milan money line. Lazio draw no bet, Marseille double chance at Nice. And then on Sunday, I just have Gladbach double chance at Cologne. Stade Reims draw no bet, Nantes double chance, Roma money line, AC Milan draw no bet, Villarreal money line, and then West Ham double chance at Aston Villa in what should be a banger of a game.
Okay. And then, so we don't get yelled at, let's just parlay fucking Khamzat and Islam to win.
That is a pretty good card.
Who's Islam fighting again?
Volkanovski.
Hezbollah's there.
Volk and Usman are late additions.
Yeah, I think Volk of the late additions is more poised to do some damage. No disrespect to Usman, buddy.
It is a good card.
He's got no knee.
It is a very good card.
We're not a big UFC show, but that's a card I will watch.
Yeah.
It's a good card.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, but Jesus Christ.
Usman with the knees.
Oh, here we go. MMA Bill.
No, you can just stand.
You just stand, yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
Only Nick has sick because he's in here for a while.
I literally just heard that you guys went over it, however delayed I am. But yeah, Khamzat is going to run away. Absolute dominate Usman.
Yes.
It's going to be an absolute rout in the first or second.
Oh, wow. Bill.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm not going to bet against Volkanovski or Islam. That is going to be an absolute banger.
Okay, so we're just getting down on Khamzat any way we can get down on him.
Yeah, Khamzat everywhere.
I love getting down.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for trying to fix the audio issue, too.
It's MMA Bill.
That's MMA Bill. Love you, Bill.
Love baby Bill.
Did we miss any sports?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, did we not get your NFL moneyline parlay? Is that what the chat
is? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where is that, baby? Chiefs, Bills, Seahawks, +120.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Who fucks it up?
I think the Seahawks.
Seahawks might fuck that one up.
I don't think the Chiefs are Bills. Oh, jeez. I don't know. The fucking Bills, dude.
The only reason I didn't take the Chiefs, even though I thought they were short, is the Chargers always play them fucking
always tight.
But they did not look... Sorry, Herbert did not look good on Monday night.
Who the Chiefs just beat?
Broncos, and it was a really bad game.
That was close, though, too. Remember, it was close till late?
Yeah.
I like that trade to get Hardman back by the Chiefs, though.
Yeah, that made a ton of sense.
Dude, and Frank Clark visiting back, they're basically like... Yeah, okay. They have won a bunch of two championships, but they're kind of doing what the Patriots have done for years.
They feel very much
letting
like
their guys go.
And wouldn't mind seeing Frank.
The hate in my heart for that team for does make nothing. Me feel like, yeah, it's the Patriots again.
I wouldn't mind seeing Frank Clark on the fish.
Frank Clark's so good.
Nah, you guys got pass rushers.
Not I worry about Jalen Phillips' injury. It's kind of lingering.
He'll be all right. It's early. All right.
Van Dinkle.
Yeah, and Van Ginkey.
I think the Vanky is a dog.
Okay. Are we good?
Yeah. Tony.
Yeah. Mitt.
Just like this show, football doesn't build character. It reveals it. That's by Mary Levy.
The character that is revealed on this show is
Marv Levy.
Yep. It's who is that? It's who is that? What do you mean?
Marv Levy.
Marv Levy.
Yep. So I said.
I know.
I feel like he said Mary Levy.
Yeah, he did say Mary Levy.
I might have. Marvin.
One of the greatest broadcasters of all time.
Yep. I mean, probably way too
Levy, old. Levy, no? Marv Levy?
Yeah. Yep, whatever,
yep,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, it is.
There we have it. Steve's dad.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
Yep. This one started hot and just got better every second we did this show today.
Always does.
And I can't thank you people enough for even pretending to watch this show.
I'm sorry.
Have a great weekend. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Nah.